Graham Hooper joins me on the line. Good morning, Graham.
Yeah, good morning, Emma.
Now, I'm holding your brand new book in my hands, A Better Way to Live, 52 Studies in Proverbs and Psalms. Now, I have actually read this entire book. Now, Graham, I have to say, a lot of people send me books on pre-release in the hope that I'll read them, and I never do. But I read yours!
Thank you.
And I have to say, it was absolutely amazing. I really, really enjoyed it. I genuinely really enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it. So, first of all, tell us about the book in your words.
Well, can I give you a bit of background first?
Absolutely.
I spent most of my life working in the infrastructure business, and that's involved in a lot of travel, Australia and elsewhere in the world. And I like to travel light. I like to carry a Bible with me. So I used to carry a little paperback copy of the New Testament with these two books of Psalms and Proverbs bound on the back. And it got very tatty and dog-eared, but it was a good friend to me. And I started to read these books of Psalms and Proverbs in a new way as I traveled, and thinking about, well, you know, what has the Bible got to say to me here? Not just about worship and faith and hope, which we normally associate with those books, but in my life, in the workaday world, in my relationships, in my family life, and in all the pressures of life. And I started to jot things down as I traveled, and over a couple of years, it's turned into a book. So that's how it started.
I love it. I love it. It's a good way for a book to start. So tell us, what can someone who's never heard anything about the book, what can they expect?
Well, it's 52 studies, and each of the chapters, if you like, is just 2 to 3 pages. So it's the sort of book you could read right through, but also maybe it's a book you want to just read, you know, one chapter on the morning commute to work or something, and then just think about it. It's a book that I'd like to think people would use in their own personal study or in group study. So it takes you through the books of Psalms and Proverbs together. And I deliberately wanted to put them together because, to me, you know, they're like two sides of a coin. What I've said in the book is Proverbs speaks to our head, if you like. They show us a very uncompromising approach to life. This is right, this is wrong. And the Psalms much more engages our heart with all its emotions of doubt, fear, worry, and hope and faith and so on. So I think the two go perfectly together. It's like the head and the heart, and they both, of course, God calls us to put both of them into practice. So it's the head, the heart, and the hands, if you like. So I hope people will find something that gives them a greater love for the Bible, to read these wonderful books of Psalms and Proverbs, and to find how these books written long ago still speak powerfully to us today, and also something that will really apply to their life now and the pressures and hassles of daily life and work.
You nailed it just then. That's what I really loved about it as well. It's also very relevant to life as we know it right now, and how can we practically apply these things. And what I also loved was the reflection at the end of each chapter, and yeah, questions we can ask ourselves, or you know, have a chat if we're doing it in a group. I thought that was incredibly helpful to actually, I mean, especially for people like me who it's honestly, by default, it's just kind of go, go, go. It's actually good to have, you know, when you've read through something, to have someone prompt you to stop and just really think about that and ask yourself some questions about it rather than just moving on to the next chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, surely that's how God means us to use the scriptures, to not just to read them, but to think and reflect on them and apply them to our life, and how God will turn them into action.
I love it. I love it, Graham. And it's a book that's really relevant to a whole heap of age groups, I think, from any age group would really relate to this book. So where can people get it?
Well, it's published by Acorn Publishing in Melbourne. It's available through the Coorong bookshops nationally. And as an e-book, I understand it's available online through the normal Kindle, Amazon-type channels. Yeah, hopefully get online, have a look at it. You can read a bit more about the background to it. And can I just say a word about the title too, Emma?
Yeah.
As I read the Psalms and Proverbs, you know, obviously the books tell us a lot about God and our relationship to God. But I think together also they point us to a better way to live. You know, in our society, we are increasingly secular materialist, and that seems to me a fairly bleak and empty prospect to face that without God. And these two books together present to us, I think, a better way to live. You know, something that is the way God wants us to live and serve Him in this world.
I love it, Graham, and thank you so much for having a chat about it this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity, Emma. Thank you.
And we're also going to be giving away a copy of this book coming up in a few minutes' time, so listen out for your cue to call 1-300-40-2020. Graham Hooper, thank you so much.
Thanks, Emma. Bye-bye.